Standard Chinese, a modular approach. Post Office and Telephone Module, Unit 1. On this tape, you'll learn what to do and say while at a post office or telegraph office. That is, questions and phrases used in mailing a letter or a package, or in sending a telegram. Part 1 talks about mailing a letter. Post Office.
邮政局。
May I ask, is there a post office in the area?
请问这附近有邮政局吗?
To mail, to send by mail.
寄
A letter.
一封信
I want to mail a letter.
我要寄一封信
Mailbox.
邮筒
This floor.
这层楼
Is there a mailbox on this floor?
这层楼有没有邮筒
A stamp.
一张邮票。
Does your service desk here sell stamps?
你们这个服务台卖不卖邮票?
To register something.
挂号。
I want to send a registered letter.
我要寄一封挂号信。
Letter paper.
信纸。
Envelope.
信封。
Does the variety shop downstairs sell letter paper and envelopes?
楼下小卖部，卖不卖信纸信封？
Here's a review of the vocabulary you've learned to produce. Post office.
邮政局
To mail, to send by mail.
寄
A letter.
一封信
Mailbox.
邮筒
A stamp
一张邮票
To register something
挂号
Letter paper
信纸
This floor
这层楼
Envelope
信封
Now here's a review of the sentences you've learned to produce. May I ask, is there a post office in this area?
请问这附近有邮政局吗？
I want to mail a letter.
我要寄一封信。
Is there a mailbox on this floor?
这层楼有没有邮筒？
Does your service desk here sell stamps?
你们这个服务台卖不卖邮票?
I want to send a registered letter. Does the variety shop downstairs sell letter paper and envelopes? Now here's a conversation reviewing what you've just learned. On his way out to mail some things, an American asked the service attendant on his floor of the hotel for some information.
你有事吗?
对,饭店里有邮政局吗?
有,在一楼。 下了电梯往右走，过了买书的就是邮局。可是现在邮局已经关门了。如果你就要买邮票，我们这儿也卖。我要邮票，还有两封信要挂号。哦，寄挂号信，你得到邮局去寄。邮局几点钟开门？
7点半开门,下午6点半关门。这层楼有没有邮筒?
没有,邮筒在邮局门口。你们这儿也卖信纸信封吗? 我们不卖,我们就有饭店的信纸信封,楼下的小卖部卖。
Part 2 talks about different postage rates. Airmail.
航空.
To paste on, to stick.
贴.
Excuse me, how much postage do you need to put on an airmail letter to Shanghai?
劳驾, 往上海寄的航空信。 要贴多少钱的邮票? 邮检
How much postage do you have to put on an aerogram to America?
往美国寄的航空邮检 要贴多少钱的邮票?
regular mail, surface mail.
平信
How much is regular mail to Canton?
到广州去的平信是多少钱? 明信片
How much postage do you have to put on a postcard to Hong Kong?
寄到香港去的明信片是多少钱?
Now here are some words and phrases you need to learn to understand. Within the country, domestic.
国内
All airmail within the country is 10 cents.
国内的航空线都是一毛
Outside the country, foreign.
国外
Airmail letters going out of the country are 70 cents.
寄到国外去的航空线是7毛。
This city.
本市
Regular mail within the city is 4 cents.
本市的平信四分钱。
Outside the local area.
外地。
Regular mail outside the city is 8 cents.
外地的平信八分钱。
Here's a review of the vocabulary you've learned to produce so far. Airmail.
航空
To paste on, to stick.
贴
Aerogram.
邮件
Regular mail, surface mail.
平信
Postcard.
明信片
Now here's a review of the sentences you've learned to produce. Excuse me, how much postage do you have to put on an airmail letter to Shanghai?
劳驾，往上海寄的航空信要贴多少钱的邮票？
How much postage do you have to put on an aerogram to America?
往美国寄的航空邮件要贴多少钱的邮票？
How much is regular mail to Canton?
到广州去的平信是多少钱？
How much postage do you have to put on a postcard to Hong Kong?
寄到香港去的明信片是多少钱？
Now here's a conversation reviewing what you've just learned. It takes place in Peking.
老驾，往上海寄的航空信要贴多少钱的邮票？
一毛。国内的航空信都是一毛。
国外航空信呢？
寄到国外去的航空信是七毛。航空邮件是三毛五。
寄到国外去的明信片呢？
航空的两毛二。
国内的平信是多少？
本市的四分，外地的八分。
请你给我十张一毛的邮票，五张航空邮件，还要十张七毛的航空邮票。
好，一共9.75块。
这是10块钱。
找你2.5毛。
Part 3 talks about mailing a package. Package.
包裹。
I want to mail a package to the United States.
我要往美国寄一个包裹。
Sea mail.
海运。
I want to send it by sea mail.
我要海运。
To protect by insurance, to insure.
保险。
I want this package insured.
我这个包裹要保险。
In place of someone, for.
替。
I can't write Chinese characters. Please write it for me, all right? Box, suitcase, trunk.
箱子
The top, the upper surface.
上头
What is written on the outside?
箱子上头写着什么呢?
Now here are some words and phrases you need to learn to understand. To inspect, examine.
检查
We want to inspect the things that you want to mail.
我们要检查你要寄的东西。
Careful.
小心。
Fragile.
轻放。
The best. It would be best.
最好。
To write on something.
写上。
It would be best if you write on the outside, careful, fragile.
你最好在箱子外面写上小心轻放。
Here's a review of the vocabulary you've learned to produce so far. Package.
包裹。
Sea mail.
海运。
To protect by insurance, to insure.
保险。
In place of someone, for.
T.
Box, suitcase, trunk.
箱子。
Outside.
外面。
Now here's a review of the sentences you've learned to produce. I want to mail a package to the United States.
我要往美国寄一个包裹。
I want to send it by sea mail.
我要海运。
I want this package insured.
我这个包裹要保险。
I can't write Chinese characters. Please write it for me, all right? What is written on the outside? Now here's a conversation reviewing what you've just learned. It takes place in Taipei.
我要往美国寄一个包裹。
你要寄航空还是海运？
海运。
这是你要寄的东西吗？我们得检查。
好，请你检查吧。
哦，一套盘子碗。
这个可以保险吗？
可以，你最好在箱子外面写上小心轻放。
我不会写中国字，请你替我写好不好？
好，我替你写。
Part 4 deals with sending a telegram. To be important.
重要。
An important matter, something important.
一件重要的事。
I have something important that I want to tell my parents.
我有一件重要的事要告诉我父母。
Telegram.
电报。
I think I'll send a telegram.
我想打一封电报。
Telegraph office in Taiwan.
电信局。
How do you get to the telegraph office?
到电信局去怎么走？
Now here are some words and phrases you need to learn to understand. Together.
一起。
The telegraph office and the Taipei post office are located together.
电信局跟台北邮政局在一起。
Here's a prepositional verb meaning to take. It's used to mark the direct object in a sentence and is often not translated into English.
把
Write the address and what you want to say on this paper.
你把地址跟要说的都写在这张纸上。
The Telegraph Building in Peking.
电报大楼。
Here's a review of the vocabulary you've learned to produce so far. To be important.
重要。
An important matter, something important.
一件重要的事。
Telegram.
电报。
Telegraph office.
电信局。
Now here's a review of the sentences you've learned to say. I have something important I want to tell my parents.
我有一件重要的事要告诉我父母。
I think I'll send a telegram.
我想打一封电报。
How do you get to the telegraph office?
到电信局去怎么走？
Now here's a conversation reviewing what you've just learned. It takes place in Taipei.
我有一件重要的事要往美国打一封电报，到哪里去打？
到电信局去打。
在哪里？
在博爱路。跟台北邮政局在一起。
好，谢谢你。我现在就去打。
Now he speaks to the clerk at the telegraph office.
请问 我要往美国打一封英文电报，怎么打？
你把地址跟要说的都写在这张纸上。
一个字多少钱？
一个字台币22.5元，最少20个字。
好。
He writes down what he wants to say and hands it to the clerk.
一共21个字。
一共472.5元。
好。
Here's another conversation reviewing what you've just learned. It takes place in Peking.
我想打一封电报。在饭店里可以不可以打？还是我得到电报大楼去打？
不必到电报大楼去打，你可以到饭店里的邮局去打。
好，谢谢。你知道多少钱一个字吗？
我也不知道，你问他们吧。
This is the end of the tape. End of Post Office and Telephone Module Unit 1.